What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Jappy Jaws. I am your host, Lindsay, and it is so good to be back in my parents' basement recording and talking to you all. It has been extremely, extremely difficult for me, I'm not going to lie, to come down here and record because this past weekend, I was probably the epitome of a lazy piece of shit. I'm not quite sure why. I literally chose to do nothing. I was having a hard time sleeping, but I was laying in bed all day. I was trying to figure out shit for the podcast, couldn't do that. Couldn't find topics that I was truly passionate about and that I wanted to talk about till like Sunday night at 12:34 a.m. in the morning. So technically it was Monday. But guess what? It is a new day. We are back here again and we are going to bring an episode full of shit that you guys are probably like, what the fuck is going through your mind? Now, I want to give you a little backtrack. So I'll talk about this more eventually. But yes, I'm one of those girls that is into astrology and the stars and the moon and all of that shit. This weekend, I just could not find myself doing any of those things that I preach. But I looked into it and I was talking with my trusty astrologers that cardinal signs, which is what I am, are going through this transition period and this month is going to be like hell. Automatically, when I heard that, I was like, oh, fucking great. Just my luck, as if my life could not get any worse. Honestly, a bad day is still a luxury and I should not even talk like that. Wow, this is getting deep for an intro. I'm sorry. But guess what? It's a new day. We are coming back. And last night sparked another realm of genius of mine because I was like, holy shit. Topics upon topics. Oh my God, how can I fit this in one episode? And I think the problem for me is I feel like I need to do everything at once. Otherwise, it's not going to get done. But then I keep telling myself, Lindsay Anya, Libra Aviva, it's okay. You do not need to rush this. And I think everybody kind of needs that wake up call sometimes, especially like us post-grad people, because we're all just trying to get a job and do what we want to do. But guess what? Doesn't happen overnight. Doesn't happen within hours. Me, I'm like, Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay, but could have been, maybe. I don't know. But I kind of am starting to accept the fact that I can't control everything. And I like being in control in several different aspects. But that's that. All right, that's as deep as we're going to get for now. But I'm very excited. We have a lot to talk about today. Like I said, this weekend, I literally did nothing. I wish I blacked out at a bottomless brunch again, but then again, I don't have money for me to black out on bottomless brunch. I could have done it with my parents, but my parents have been binging Schitt's Creek all weekend. Like, literally, our family room has become the Lindsay's parents' room because they just sit on the couch and just laugh at fucking Schitt's Creek. And it's really cute. That's how they choose to spend their time together. But like, and so I didn't even work out this weekend. I haven't been able to. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just like didn't want to do anything this weekend. I didn't see anybody, but I will say I was getting a little lonely and I was getting too attached to my phone. I re-downloaded Hinge yet again, but when I tell you this exact same thing happened, I didn't like who I saw. Everybody still had fucking trout pictures and telling me that they smoke weed. And I just was like, no, this isn't it. The amount of times I re-downloaded and deleted Hinge is ridiculous. I don't even want to talk about it. And I'm sorry that I did it. Maybe one day we'll have like a good selection. I want to go on Raya. That's where like the famous people go. And like, you can be with like MLB players. You could be with like Questlove. I've heard he's on there. I don't know. I just think any dating app now is just like shot. But yes, I did re-download it. It brought me no joy yet again. But I was doing it for the podcast so I could tell you guys if anybody has changed what they're doing. Also, we have a friend here today because my parents' basement obviously is a basement. So there's like creatures and shit down here. There's this little fucking cricket that won't leave my family and I alone. Or there's a family of them somewhere. And I know that sounds really gross. But there's like some sort of infestation of crickets. So if you hear the chirping, I guess, is it chirping that they do? I don't know. The chirping of the cricket. Ignore it, please. I'm begging you. But another thing that I did do this weekend that I'm very happy I did, I binged all of Boy Meets World. And let me tell you, we do not deserve that show. And it's a shame that there are no more shows like it. I swear, I'm the only person that loves that corny fucking shit. And my parents and my grandma and my sister literally came in my room and they're like, are you okay? Because I was laughing so hard. That shit just really gets me fucking going and really gets that like belly. I definitely lost weight laughing so much because I was like contracting my diaphragm, I guess. Maybe I'll have abs tomorrow. Who knows? But I'm telling you, it's the greatest show. It's on Disney Plus, so you can binge all 7 seasons. It's amazing. I am at like the last 3 episodes, but I restarted a season again because I don't want it to end. And I know that Girl Meets World is nothing like it. But I also did waste time. And since it's spooky season, Halloween is just around the corner. And everybody, as soon as October first it was like bam boom Halloween. I don't know if it's just me, but Halloween does not get me off. Like, it doesn't make me like, oh my God, yes, Halloween. Like, no, that just, it doesn't do it for me. I like it. It's cool. I also, I'm not a big fan of candy. So like when I was younger, I wasn't crazy about it. I liked being with my friends. I liked dressing up, whatever, and doing all things Halloween-esque. But the holiday, like some people really get fucking into it. And I just can't get into it that way. But I never have seen Hocus Pocus. And I was at my hairdresser two weeks ago, and she had it on her TV. And I was like, I've never actually like watched it. And she was like, oh my God, you need to watch it, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. I mean, like it was good. Maybe I like need to pay more attention or watch it with someone that actually appreciates it 10 times more than I would. It was good. I mean, great cast, but I don't know. I guess I'm more of a Twitches gal and a Halloween Town gal, but I don't know. It just wasn't doing it that much for me. It was good. I would give it like an 8.5. No, maybe an 8, just a regular 8 out of 10 on my scale. So I did that. If you have any other recommendations of like Halloween movies that tickle your talk and might tickle mine, like definitely let me know. But before I get into today's little thing about all the fucking shit that I want to talk about, there is something very serious I do want to talk about. So obviously Halloween is a big factor of October and everything like that, but so is breast cancer awareness. And I feel like a lot of people don't talk about it enough. Everybody knows that like save the boobies, like whatever. I had that Zoomies bracelet in middle school, save the tatas, whatever. Other than it being just a month, like it's a year-round thing, obviously breast cancer. And I think it needs to be talked about more. And yes, everybody loves boobs. Everybody loves playing with their boobs. If you're laying in bed and you're a girl, you love touching your boobs. There's no if, and, or but around that. Like, I find myself just, like, holding them, squeezing them, just because, like, it's comfortable for me, you know? Like, it's not a weird thing to do. Obviously, guys like it. Like, in the bedroom, what are they going for first? Your boobs or your butt? Everybody, there is no harm that boobs bring, honestly. It is very important, if you are a woman, and if you're a man, but obviously more so in women, that you check your breasts. And check them as early as when you start getting them, ladies, because literally, it does not matter how old you are. If you feel something that does not feel right, it's okay. You should talk to someone. You should talk to a doctor, your family, a friend. If you're not comfortable, whatever. For me, I have always been someone that's been told to check my boobs and to always be aware. I mean, I feel like in middle school and high school, they don't touch upon it enough in health class or in gym class. And I think they should. They go over it. You're not really paying attention. But I've had so many different family members that have had scares. My mom, my aunt's a breast cancer survivor. Both grandmothers of mine are breast cancer survivors. I've seen so many of my friends' families go through it. It's something that is unfortunately so common that you just kind of almost forget that it's a lot greater than it is sometimes. And I know that kind of sounds a little wishy, but it's so important because I've always been the type of person, and my friends would not make fun of me, but they'd be like, Lindsay, like, we're so young. Like, why do you feel yourself up for something? I go, because it doesn't matter how young you are. If you feel something, you should act on it and find a way to figure out if it's something that's normal, if it's just muscle or tissue, or if it's something that should be checked on. And last summer, I was doing what I always do, holding my boobs. And then I kind of felt something that just didn't feel like it was always there. And I did the regular breast exam that the doctors and your teachers and what they tell you to do online. And I've seen so many tweets about it too. And I felt something and I was like, that's really scary. I'm 20 years old. I should not be feeling something like this in my boobs. And I also, my boobs have never been boobs that hurt. And I know that sounds kind of funny. When I had my period, I never really had tender breasts, as my Clue app likes to call it. My boobs, like, to touch was so sore. It was really hurting me. I wasn't doing anything at the gym that was making me feel that way, especially on my boobs. When you do chest, it's completely different. But my parents and I were like, okay, we gotta be proactive. I went to the doctor. She sent me to get a sonogram. Thank God we found something early enough, and it's something that we can watch on, and I'm able to live mostly carefree. But then when I told my friends what had happened, they're like, holy shit, that's beyond scary. I'm gonna start checking myself more. It's not a bad thing. The best case scenario is you just go, they tell you everything's fine, and you go on with your day, and you just keep checking and going about it. Not saying you need to check every single day. Trust me, that's not how it works. But when you're just laying in bed one day, and you're just feeling yourself up, holding the tatas in, just be like, maybe I should do like a little extra check and just go from there. See what your family history is. So this month, I really encourage all of you to tell your friends, yourself, your family, your girlfriends, your cousins, anyone. Guys, if you're fucking your girlfriend and you guys are having a little playtime and you're feeling her little itty bitties up or her swanger banger double D's, and then you feel something that doesn't feel like it was there the last time you were touching it, say something. Trust me, it goes a long way. Girls, do not be offended if they do tell you something. something because they're just looking out for you. And what fun is it to panic about what's going on in your boobie region? So save the tatas, check your tatas, and research more on breast cancer. Research, I'm going to link some sources in my Instagram, and definitely find a way where you can contribute or give back or see if you can get tested for certain things. Let's just all collectively hold our boobies and save the boobies, okay? So without further ado, let's not be so somber and not talk about something like that. And let's talk about something fun. All right, so let's up the mood a little bit. So this weekend, for some reason, I was glued to my phone. My eyes literally hurt from being on my phone so much. And it's also because, like, I was having a problem with figuring out what I wanted to talk about and all that shit. And all of a sudden, my stroke of genius occurred, like it always does. And I think I was on Instagram. And I was scrolling, and I'm like, wow, that is a heinous outfit. Wow, I do not like that. And it got me thinking that there are so many different fashion trends that are around now that I just cannot get on, but they're somehow still so prominent. And I was talking about it with my friends and I was saying, damn, this is like kind of stupid that people are wearing this, or why is this so trendy, I guess. But I was like, you know what? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the shit that other people don't like, because I definitely am not the only one that feels strongly about these things. And yes, I know a lot of this is gonna sound opinionated and my friends that do wear some of the stuff might get a little annoyed with me, but who cares? Like, it's my opinion. Not everybody's always gonna like what you're wearing. Trust me, I look back on certain pictures of mine from 5 years ago or even 5 days ago, and I'm like, what the fuck was on your mind thinking that looked good? There's just certain things that I'm like, oh my god. And some people try to bring back trends. Like, I think a huge thing now is that people are trying to bring back the looks that we had in the 90s. And trust me, some of them look good. Some people pull it off very well. However, some things were meant to stay in the 90s and not meant for now. So I took a little poll question, I don't even know what the fuck it's called, on Instagram. And I was texting a bunch of my friends because I knew they weren't going to answer the poll thing. And I said, ladies, please answer this. What are some fashion trends that you just cannot get on? And I got an overwhelming amount of responses, believe it or not. So one of the first ones that a bunch of people were saying is the whole Gucci belt thing. Now, when the Gucci belt first came out, I was like, oh, that's cute, whatever. But also, how much does a Gucci belt cost? I feel like I'm also saying Gucci a lot when I say Gucci belt. But I just looked it up, and the cheapest, most simplistic Gucci, not Gucci, Gucci belt that they sell in like Nordstrom, Bloomingdale's, wherever you fucking buy it, even the Gucci website, goes for $360. And when I tell you this is the most simplistic thing, it's probably about like an inch wide, so it fits like who? Barbie. And it's $360, and it's beyond minuscule. It doesn't even look like a belt. It looks like a piece of string. And I get it, like, you could take the buckle off and put it on a different actual belt, but I'm sorry, I just cannot spend $360 on a piece of essentially rope and to show off like the plate. Yeah, there are some belts that are very questionable. However, I love my belt that I got for $14.99 on Amazon that holds me up just as well and is just as nice. It hasn't even rusted at all. And I've gotten like a year and a half, 2 years worth of use out of it. I've never had an issue with it. I just don't think that the Gucci belt is necessary for everybody. I know some people that got it as graduation gifts or got it as birthday gifts, got it because they just really wanted it. And if that's something you want someone or you want to spend money on, go right for it. But it's not a trend that is always going to stick. It's just a brand name thing. And don't get me wrong, as your resonated Jap, I love Gucci. I would love a Gucci pair of sunglasses, a Gucci bag, give me it. I could do without a fucking belt though. Another trend that I cannot stand, and I haven't been able to stand them since they came out, and it's those fucking Fila chunky ass dad looking shoes. And everybody, nobody necessarily said Fila, they were just saying like the dino shoes, the chunky shoes, the dad shoes. Even those like people that are trying to bring back the 90s look with the old fashioned 90s Nikes that your dad literally wore when your family went to Disney World, and they're trying to dress them up with socks. Don't get me wrong, I love mid calves. The shoe looks stupid. It looks like you are a walking Lego, okay? You are wearing Legos taped to a sneaker. They are so chunky, beyond oversized for a shoe. And I've heard they're very comfortable. I'm all about comfort. But at the end of the day, when it literally looks like your size 7 foot is now a size like 75 because these shoes are so fucking chunky. They take up so much room and they don't flatter you, I think. I kind of think they make you look like Ronald McDonald's cousin, like with clown feet or some shit. Because they're so oversized and so chunky, I cannot stand them. And I really think that it's their time to, you know, kick the boot. If you're wearing them because you're a nurse, absolutely, go for it. I don't care. You're saving lives. If you're wearing it to a rave, whatever. Like, I guess that's okay. But I've seen seen other people bear the pain of wearing Doc Martens over fucking Fila chunky ass Lego looking shoes. I think it's something that's, no, I don't want to wear Legos on my feet. Another thing that I can't stand that a lot of celebrities are doing, and I'm going to call out Kylie Jenner and Stassi, is the oversized low-rise jean trend. Now I get it. If you like low-rise jeans, all power to you. I wish I could like them. My hips and my tummy, they don't agree with it. It looks very awkward on. I mean, I don't like jeans to begin with. Obviously, I wear them because, like, I can't just live in sweatpants, joggers, and leggings and shorts all the time. But oversized jeans, like, I could get with, like, the boyfriend type, whatever. The ones that they've been wearing are just above their coochie. There's at least an inch and a half of space between their belly button and the button of the jean. And they're, like, falling off of them. They're constantly picking them up. Like, when they're posing in pictures, they're like, ooh, get this angle of me, like, holding it by the belt strap. Ooh, wait, let's get this so you can kind of see my thong. Though, that cannot be comfortable. If you're wearing jeans, you're wearing jeans because it kind of makes your outfit look a little dressier, or you're trying to make it a little bit mid-cash. I don't think it looks good on anyone. I think if it's so oversized, it's making them accentuate things that they don't have, or making them look bigger than they actually are. And I don't see how it's so trending, why people are trying to make it a huge thing, because I feel like if I was wearing that and the moment I bend down, either my ass is coming out, or if I'm doing something, like, I'm just gonna forget that they're so loose that they're gonna be at my ankles by the time that I'm done doing that thing. So I think that's something that we should slowly yet quickly back away from. Ooh, this was another good one. So I, like, didn't know how I felt about this at first. Now, seeing how other people feel about it, is the mini purses. Now, my definition of a mini purse is, like, something that your Barbie doll or Polly Pocket has. The little ones that they did use in the 90s, the Prada ones that are about, like, yay big. You can't see my hands, but yay big. Those are cute. But sometimes these girls are taking purses that literally can fit Tic Tacs, a safety pin for your oversized low-rise jeans. Like, if you cannot fit your phone, keys, a wallet, what's the point? I feel like you need to have a reasonably sized bag. I don't know. I guess it's just a me thing, but I feel like I'm gonna forget it because you are literally holding it. You can't even put it in the crevice of your elbow. You're literally holding it by your pointer finger. And that's just not it for me. I think that if you wanna wear a purse, suck it up. If you are really, like, in that dire need of, like, having a purse but don't want that big of a purse, suck it up. That's literally all I have to say is suck it up. Another trend that I just cannot stand, and this is, like, more prints. A lot of people were saying that they fucking can't stand zebra, which I honestly was surprised about. It brought me back to Jersey Shore vibes, Snooki, JWoww, loved it then, whatever. But I could see how some people are, like, sick of certain animal prints. I don't think cheetah's ever going out of style. Snakeskin has become so prominent. Zebra, it is just not the most flattering. And there are some athleisure leggings that are zebra print, and I think it does look good on some people. However, it depends on color too, because you also don't want to look like you're a fucking zebra when you're shopping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that sounds a little harsh, but that's how I feel about zebra print. I think it should kind of stay very minuscule if you're gonna wear it. Holographic. Oh my god. I have seen so many people trying to do, like, the holographic eyeshadow, lip gloss. They get that, like, plastic shirt. If you're wearing it to a rave, that's rave culture. That's what you're wearing it to. But let it stay in rave culture. I remember there was one time in college, I literally went to class. Not that it was so early, but it wasn't an exciting hour. And this girl just walks in with a holographic backpack, holographic boots. I would have brought my fucking sunglasses to class today if I knew I was going to be blinded by all these fucking colors. Holographic, I think, is something that, yet again, was a 90s trend that you had your Lisa Frank folders with. You remember those? Yes. I just think that it's something that, as you get older, you need to realize, let's have that pattern, that material with, like, a Halloween costume. We don't want to be looking like an alien 364 days out of the year, but the one day a year that you can, keep it there and be on your merry way. Another fabric I cannot stand, and I've never been able to, is velvet. It freaks me out. Corduroy, I could do. I like corduroy. I think it's very interesting. I think it looks very different from velvet, and it can really dress up, or it could be casual with an outfit. Velvet, it freaks me out. It kind of reminds me of stuffed animals that I used to have and play with when I was a child, but I just cannot get on the velvet train. I never have, and I never will. I don't know. I think it's time that we get rid of velvet. It's made its mark, whatever. Goodbye. Now the fucking chokers. Now listen, Linda. I was that bitch that loved wearing chokers years in the beginning of college when I would go out every day. I had the beaded one with the pearl in the middle. There are some people that are still wearing that one. Some people are trying to bring back the 90s fishnet looking one. There's the ones that hang in chain. They're cute. There are so many other options that you could put on your neck. I just don't think that should still be one of them. Once in a blue moon, if it's a nice piece of jewelry, go for it. I also feel like I see people that have them on and they put it on the tightest setting. I feel like their choker is gonna break because it's choking them. It's just so tight. Can I loosen it for you? I think it's time that we get rid of chokers and that it's something to leave in the past. We can leave it there. It's okay. Don't be shy. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all my friends that wrote the tennis skirts. Okay. So some people are gonna get mad at me because I know this is becoming like a huge trend. So many people have been getting like little tennis skater type skirts and then dressing them with a somewhat oversized sweatshirt and a collared shirt underneath. Now, yes, sometimes it looks cute on people. I'm definitely not one of those people. Personally, I think if you are putting that on, you are trying way too hard. You look like a Lululemon jappy mom on her way to go to the country club to have coffee, book club, and tennis with her friends. I just think you're trying too hard and it kind of looks a little silly. And also, it's just a lot of material going on. Like, you have to have the collar out perfectly, the right type of sweatshirt, because you don't want to make it look like you're wearing a ginormous sweatshirt because you also want it to fit you right. And then you're wearing like this cute little skirt, but it can't be too long, but it can't be too short. I just think it's a trend that is way too idolized, I guess. And people are seeing that other influencers and fashion models and celebrities are wearing it, that some people think that, oh my God, because Kylie was wearing it, I could pull it off too. I kind of think they look stupid too. I'm not going to lie. Let's refrain from that. Oh my God, it's annoying. And yes, I understand we get a lot of our inspiration for our outfits and our clothes from celebrities, from characters on TV shows. There comes a point where, okay, their fashion still is questionable too, but just because they're wearing it doesn't mean that we have to necessarily be wearing it. Something that I think a lot of models do is the simple white t-shirt or black t-shirt with a little lingerie dress looking top over it. I kind of think that looks so ridiculous because A, it kind of looks like you were being indecisive that morning. Like, ooh, do I want to look skimpy or do I want to be comfortable and casual? Oh, let me put the two together and make it look cute. It doesn't look cute. It kind of makes you look a little frumpy. I just don't know what's so flattering. And I get we're not trying to impress anybody every single day with what we're wearing. There also comes a point where it's like, okay, this kind of looks a little ridiculous. It reminds me of the oversized trend too. Don't get me wrong. I love a good XL, 2XL, maybe even a 3XL sweatshirt. I steal them from my family members, from adventures of mine. But there's that meme of Bella Hadid and that huge ass puffer jacket and the Travis Scott puffer jacket and Kim Kardashian and the fucking Yeezy shit where it's that jacket that is literally a 5XL on someone that's an extra small. I don't understand. How does that keep you warm? I feel like you're swimming too much in it. It's not tight that you're gonna get like hypothermia regardless. It's like a blanket. I don't understand. Those two things I cannot get on top of. I think it's kind of silly and I don't understand what's fashionable and trendy about it. Another thing I can't get on. Overalls. Now, listen, the cotton overalls that are kind of trendy cute, it comes in navy, sometimes it comes in different patterns. Okay, whatever. But if you're wearing regular denim overalls and a flannel, instantly, I think, Old MacDonald had a fucking farm. I'm sorry. And especially if you're wearing that to go fucking pumpkin picking. Oh my God. You're literally asking for Ronald McDonald's family and Old MacDonald to come and be like, oh my God, where have you been? We want you to pick some pumpkins for us. I don't know what accent that was. I was trying to do country. It did not work. But you understand my point. Stop wearing fucking overalls. That's it. Point blank, period. I do not want to have to explain myself further. Also, a lot of people were telling me this, and I personally haven't seen the trend, but I looked it up and I was like, holy shit, people are doing this. Why are people trying to bring back sweater vests? What about them was cute? That I feel like so many people shat on them then. Why are we trying to bring it back now? I don't understand. When I think of a sweater vest, I think of the sweater vest my dad wears every year on my birthday because it was the one he wore the night I was born. Yes, super cute and sentimental. But I don't want to fucking see someone out at a bar, out pumpkin picking, out on a date, wearing a fucking sweater vest. No, that's weird. I don't know. It kind of gives me weird grandma vibes. Especially, oh my God, if you're going to wear a turtleneck underneath. Something else I've never been able to do. I think it's because I feel kind of enclosed and claustrophobic when wearing one because I'm just itching to get out of it. I need my neck to breathe and my chest to breathe. But especially if you're going to wear a sweater vest with a turtleneck, it's like, grandma, did you make me cookies today? Like, no, I do not want to look like someone's grandma that's walking down the street. There is no reason that we need to bring this back, people. Listen to me. I know I might not always sound so knowledgeable and this may sound extremely opinionated, but I promise I will save you money and I will save you future realizations of saying, why the fuck did I even think of wearing that? Now the bucket hats. I understand some of them can be cute sometimes. Actually, no, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't think they're cute. Bucket hats kind of just give me fishing vibes and bring me back to trout mouth hinge pictures. And I don't know what's cute about them. Some of them have cute patterns and whatever, but I would much rather prefer someone wear a baseball hat or a beanie over a bucket hat because, I don't know, I think it just kind of makes people look a little immature and weird. Another thing, why are people still wearing fucking Crocs? I'm sorry. I know a lot of people are going to get offended. But why are you wearing Crocs? I don't understand. They really aren't that comfortable. Why are you 20-something years old putting widgets on your Crocs still of Disney princesses and of NHL teams? Please let me know. Why are you walking outside your house? If you want to wear them inside your house, that's fine. Leave them in the fucking house. Do not walk outside with them. If anyone ever tries to get in my car and they're wearing Crocs, I literally will tell them, go back inside. Do not come back outside unless you are wearing a normal shoe. That is a house shoe. Honestly, I would much rather you wear those chunky Dino Lego shoes that I was talking about before than wear Crocs. 110%. They look silly. I don't even understand why doctors sometimes wear them. Maybe the comfort thing. I feel like I would slip. I also have a traumatic experience because I think it was when Crocs were like making their debut. I was in third grade. I went to health class and my health teacher told us that someone on an escalator, I also have a fear of escalators, was standing where the step ends to the next step with Crocs on. And because of the heat and friction, the Crocs melted and their toes got stuck. So I've been scarred ever since. So I really don't like it because of that. But I just don't understand why it's such a craze. I feel like they're very slippery. They're accident prone. They're not cute. I don't care what color it is. It could be the hottest pinks of all or the nicest navy blue. And I still would not fucking buy Crocs. I'm sorry. I hate that I'm saying I'm sorry because I'm really not that sorry. But you understand when I'm apologizing. I feel bad for going against a lot of people's beliefs and feelings and what have you, but this is just not it, sister, okay? Now, this trend, this was like a huge one in quarantine. It's been around for a little bit, but a lot of people just started doing it because they were so bored, and I think Billie Eilish started it, is the colored roots or the few front pieces of your hair dyed, mostly blonde I've seen, but some people have been doing like crazy colors like blues and pinks and reds and greens. No. Some people pull off like the lighter colors, the two pieces in front. It's a subtle way of doing it. I can do with that. There's some girls like Desby, she's a fitness influencer, or Rhea from Chicks in the Office. They pulled it off pretty well. There's some other people. Like Billie Eilish looks stupid to me. I'm so sorry. Like, I respect her as a human being. She seems like a great gal. Maybe we can have lunch one day. But no. I was talking to a friend of mine, and she sent me a picture of a girl that she's friends with that did hot pink and green in the front. And she's like, it looks ridiculous, but she low-key killed it. Yeah, she looks good, but if I were to do that, I would look like a Monster High test dummy. Do you remember what Monster High dolls fucking looked like? Those were cool, but I would not look cool. I don't know. I try to be trendy, or I have an image in my head of things that I want to do to myself. Oh shit, it looks good in my head, but then if I try to put something together in real life, it never ends up looking the way that I want it to look. And that's okay. I can accept that. However, when I see it on other people, I just can't do it. And speaking of hair, I'm all for hats. I'm all for cool things of doing with your hair. Style-wise, my party pony that I was known for my freshman year of college, like the half up, half down shit. Wearing a bandana, I think is really cool. And this is gonna sound so bad. I see a lot of wannabe jappy gals do this, and they wear like that weird barrette clip in their hair to the side or a headband. Now, if you're wearing a headband to work out, like a Lululemon one or an Under Armour one, I have not worn a headband, I think, since elementary school. And I would like to keep those headbands in elementary school. We are 20-something years old. There is no reason to have a few cute little pieces of your hair in front and then a headband and then the rest of your hair in the back. It kind of makes your head look a little wonky, I'm not gonna lie. And there's no reason for it. You kind of are making yourself look younger, but not in the way that you would like yourself to look in a way. How many times can Lindsay say way? I just don't think that's it. That little side barrette clip, you're wasting your money. That is giving me such weird vibes. Like some of them have pearls on it or they say boss or they have like the tortoise shell pattern. No, stop it. Don't wear them. They look weird. You don't need to wear them to look better or enhance your outfit or like to updo it. Put on a nice pair of earrings, a necklace, rings, bracelets. Stop putting shit in your hair. With that being said, please take this into account when you're trying to be trendy or you're looking into new things that you like. And I get it. I'm very opinionated. I'm a Jewish Long Island gal. That's one of our many characteristics. Why people love us and why people hate us. But I'm just giving you the cold, hard, honest truth because I know I would want people to tell me that. And now, if you still want to rock those oversized, low-rise capri pant jean shits, or if you want to wear the chunky dino Legos, by all means, go do it. I'm not telling you that I'm going to arrest you. I don't have that authority. However, I am just saving you some time and energy, money. I just think that this is a major fashion no-no, everything that I covered. And it's not just coming from me. It's coming from other people too. So if other people are on this bandwagon, take a hint. We don't always have to follow influencers and celebrities on what they're wearing. So let's find a happy medium. Take what you will, do something as if it was Jappy Jaw approved by me. I like that little saying. We're going to start saying that now, Jappy Jaw approved. But take what you will, take it with a grain of salt. And if you don't like the opinion, then I'm sorry. This is what I'm here to do. This is me informing you. This is me helping you. Now take these fashion no-nos and turn them into fashion.
So I hope you guys
all took some notes about what to wear and what not to wear. But for now, we're going to get a little baggy and we're going to get a little raunchy and we're going to get a little petty. Okay? So this weekend, as I said, I was very much in my bag. Was feeling a lot of different feelings, but honestly, I'm kind of glad that it kind of centered me and brought me back to reality, I guess. Gave me a little bit of a check. I guess a lot of people are just going through a similar thing, I guess, with their heads being in a foggy, weird place. And a lot of my girlfriends were telling me the issues that they were having with guys. Or they were questioning why they weren't good enough, or they were just complaining about how guys just don't get it sometimes, or they just want to understand them better. And by no means am I a professional at this at all. I've not been successful. My track record, not great. But I would like to think that I'm a pretty straightforward person, and I like to get down to the point. My friends are gonna be like, Lindsay, no you don't. But I kind of do. My whole thing is that I think a lot of guys think that girls start getting crazy and acting crazy when they're just trying to talk to them and kind of have an idea of what they're dealing with. And don't get me wrong, bitches do be crazy. I've had my psycho moments. I once fucking ripped out my earrings at a party to fight some bitch that really like was getting on my nerves, was grinding my gears. The one little thing that she did just really got me going, but I stopped myself like a good little bitch that I am. What I'm saying is, yes, girls do have their crazy tendencies, and so do guys. I've dealt with so many of my guy friends acting completely and utterly insane because of girls or because of the way that they were feeling. Like, okay, it's time to take it down a notch. It all really got me thinking because it always somehow relates back to the girls somehow. And I was thinking, why the fuck do they think we get so crazy? Because I know in situations with me where I've been like, look, are you dubbing me? Are you trying to tell me that I should take a hint? And they're all like, no, like, why would you say that? Why do you just jump to conclusions? You don't trust me. All this stuff. Never once did I say that. I'm talking about the way that you're giving me a way of feeling. I'm just reacting because of that, and I'm not going to be quiet about that. And I know plenty of other people that are going to be like that too. So it really got me going because then they love to call you crazy. They love to start picking a fight with you, getting all aggressive and getting super duper defensive. So I wanted to take it to the test to really test out these little bitch boys. So on my personal Instagram, not the Jappy Jaws Instagram, the personal Lindsay Anya one, I made one of those question little polls and I said, fellas, here's your chance. Ladies, feel free to contribute. Why do you think girls get or are crazy? Hit me with it. And obviously everyone was probably like, what the fuck is this bitch trying to do? I am not falling for that trap. I wasn't gonna 110% judge someone for their answer. For the most part, it was all girls that were saying men are trash, boys gaslight them every single time. We get this idea in our heads too early on that guys are going to take us more seriously. Another guy actually did say because men are trash. A guy said, in my experience, girls aren't crazy at all. LOL. Guys just make it seem like that. Some people were saying because past relationships can hurt other ones after they break up and it damages a person. Men make you that way? Question mark. It's easier for boys to label them as that rather than take responsibility for their shit. All pretty much valid answers. But at the end of the day, I just want to get on top of the fact of what's the reason behind calling calling someone crazy. I feel like it's a very immature response, and I think ignoring someone and avoiding a topic of conversation is extremely immature. And quite honestly, like, you don't have a big set of balls. If you're ghosting someone, I were to come up to someone and say, look, I'm not feeling this anymore. I don't think this is something that we should do. I would hope that person would take it with respect and okay, I see how it is. I'm gonna move on quietly and peacefully. That never happens because guys are crazy fucking too. And especially when they fucking try to ghost you, like, don't fucking ignore me. I gave you a boner, goddammit. Like, chill for a second. Let's have a conversation. We either move forward or we say, peace, sniff, smell, we'll see you later. It's not that hard. And I think that the whole idea of girls going crazy is dramatic, but it also comes down to feeling. And yes, I get what I just said was kind of crazy, but I think it's just a lot of frustration and a lot of people not having that closure, even though sometimes you don't always need closure. And a lot of people, including myself, need to realize that closure isn't everything. Sometimes no closure is the closure that you need. And with that being said, I think it's really tough for some girls to really understand why a guy is doing something to them or vice versa. But my friend did bring up a really good point when we were talking about it. And she said, I can honestly say, at least from experience or talking to my guy friends even, because this has been a conversation plenty of different times. I really do think that girls end up getting crazy because they always get the wrong idea or the wrong impression when they're talking to someone or they start hooking up with someone. It then comes down to most of the time us always catching feelings first, because I just feel like for most of the time, and yes, there are girls that are an exception, I do think that girls can never just agree to just hook up, because then there will always be some form of jealousy. And if you see them out hooking up with somebody else or flirting with someone and all that at a bar, even in situations where guys end up honestly getting crazy too, it's not only girls. But I just think it's when girls are catching feelings and their feelings get involved that they're a lot more sensitive about what's going on and more in tune with their feelings and want an answer right away, when guys don't really know what they want at that moment. And I thought that was pretty deep. You can never tell a girl or a guy how to feel. Point blank, period. That is no one's place but that person's place to determine what they're feeling in that moment. But when it comes to a respect thing, because clearly at some point you did feel something for that person, just be respectful at that point. Listen, I don't know how I feel. And then you either work it out, try to push through. You could try and try till you can't try anymore. Or you just say, all right, this isn't for us anymore. Peace. I think that a lot of people are getting, including myself, get very attached to the idea of what could have been and what they had, and getting too attached to the idea that they mistake the attention and the want for feeling, and they're not necessarily at peace and know what's going on in their head and how they feel, that it makes them too scared. Don't act like that. Tell someone how you feel. Just be honest. Don't beat around the bush. Don't wait a week, 2 weeks, a month. Don't waste anyone's time. Like I said last week, take your time, but don't waste it. And especially for someone else that is involved. Because then that's where you're really going to see the quote unquote crazy. And I bet if you pulled a U on someone, you wouldn't be too happy either. So I think it's a big thing of understanding respect and understanding a boundary. And also, guess what? Fucking communicate. People don't realize that you can't just put off certain conversations and certain things forever. Me included. This is a real dig at me too. Wow, I'm really realizing a lot of different shit. But you kind of just have to take the situation and, I know, analyze it. Hurts your brain. Trust me, I get it. Analyze the situation and then figure out where to go from there. Talk about it. It's not hard. It could end up becoming the best talk of your life. That's dramatic. Just fucking be honest. Don't trip someone over something that you know you can control better than you already have. We can get into that a little bit deeper, but I just want to make it known you're not crazy for feeling a certain way. Figure out what's worth your time and what's not worth your time, period. So on top of that, let's talk about something that's none of our business, but we all love talking about it because we're also invested in them. And those are celebrity relationships. Now, I know we all shouldn't really be as invested as we are. I remember when Courtney and Scott broke up, I needed a minute to mourn and grieve the relationship. And when Caitlin Bristow and Sean Booth broke up, I was devastated. I shouldn't be, because it's not my relationship, it's not my business, but the media and people like me love to talk about it and love to get involved. And I feel like recently a lot of people have been on top of celebrities and their relationships and the status of them and digging deep into their past and shit like that. And not that it wasn't so prominent and newsworthy before, because I feel like it always is. Everybody somehow finds out everything. We also kind of need to take a step back, not put those relationships on a pedestal, because we only see things that are truly surface level and are truly at the point where it's just a show. You're not necessarily looking at it as if it was like your friends dating or your parents or a family member and a boyfriend, girlfriend. But we have to stop idolizing them in a way, because we're like, oh, I want what they have, because you really don't know what they have. But we're going to talk about what they have and what they do choose to put out. So I think one of the biggest relationships right now that people have been talking about is Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. And initially initially I was very iffy. I don't really know Machine Gun Kelly's personal life. I know he has a daughter who's adorable, but obviously everybody knows that Megan Fox was married to Brian Austin Green. I think they had like 2 or 3 kids, and I was always set on them. They've always had a rocky relationship from what was put in the media, but then as soon as they actually finalized their divorce, her and Machine Gun Kelly were attached at the lips and the hips, literally. And I think this is very much a fast-paced relationship, like every other relationship is in Hollywood. I also think from her being in his music video that there had to have been more before that. And obviously we don't know when her and Brian really were at the end of that rock, or what was the icing on top of the cake for them to really put the kibbutz on ending their relationship. And I hope that they both find happiness, whether that's her with Machine Gun Kelly or if it's him with someone else. I think there was a rumor that he was dating some model or something to kind of like throw it in her face. I don't know. I don't really care. But I think it's also kind of funny how quick it happens, and it really shows how fast Hollywood works, because it's relationships like Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. And don't get me wrong, I'm rooting for them. I think that they make a very good looking couple. I think that they're very different. I don't know how far apart in age they are again, but I do think that this is something new for her. It kind of brings her back to her younger years, and she's hot as shit. He's hot as shit. It works. Obviously, it's not about the looks or who's hot, who's not. I think it plays a factor when you have that chemistry and that physical attraction, that it almost makes the whole emotional and mental connection even better. And I hope it works out for them, but I don't want to see what happened with Demi Lovato and Max Ehrlich happen with them. And that's another relationship that we need to talk about. So obviously, Demi Lovato's life has been one fucking hard thing. I idolize her. I praise her for all that she's been through and how open she is about it, what she chooses to share and not to share, and the strength that she has and what she's overcome. But with knowing all that and her being so open, you know how vulnerable she gets. We've seen her at her worst. We've seen her at her best. And when her and this new relationship started sprouting and getting headlines and getting major news stories and whatever, I was a little concerned. Now, am I friends with Demi Lovato? No. Do I wish I was? Yes. But I was concerned as a fan, as someone that if she was rushing into this too quickly, what it was going to do for her mentally. We all know that she struggled with addiction. She struggled with mental health. She's been through it all. She has overcome the mountains and the rocks and the depths of hell. So when I saw her and Max getting into it and whatever, them dating in the beginning, the honeymoon stage, cool, whatever. Do I think the honeymoon stage is a little overrated? Sometimes. But that's where you're supposed to be for that certain amount of period of time with your significant other. But I feel like everything was so rushed and so forced and so boom, boom, boom. The epitome of a Hollywood relationship. And they were very public about it. The love of my life, I love you so much. Look at that fucking rock he got her. That on its own, I was just like, what the hell? 3 months came and gone. And I read somewhere that she was the one that did it. And she was the one that was kind of scared for his well-being and her well-being because he was kind of spiraling out of control. Which on her end, I give her so many props for, because I think she's been through so many different relationships, whether they were romantic or not, that she's given chance after chance and been there and tried to help and put through, that she wasn't putting herself first. And I think she was in this situation. Also, I think Max Ehrlich just kind of really showed his true colors and was a dick. There was no reason for you to go on Instagram Live and cry and do this whole sob story. If you want to explain what happened, the both of you, if you want to do it together or separately, fine. But I just think he was taking his acting abilities to a whole other level. So when their relationship first started, I found so many people being like, oh my God, that's such true love. Like, he tweeted about her once in 2012 saying, I'm going to marry Demi Lovato, and look where they are now. Okay, yes, that is cute. But you can't just base shit off of that. It doesn't work. And it's hard for people to come to terms with things like that, because when you're kind of pushing and forcing and rushing things, how they almost did, it's like, fuck, what's gonna happen next? It's just a snowball effect, one thing after the other. And do I think that they'll get back together in the future? I don't know. Everybody in Hollywood, everybody in normal, quote unquote, life is so unpredictable. If they get back together, they could find their way back. Who knows? It's happened with so many people. I think that also is something that you need to take away. Like, okay, like, a relationship takes time, and you need to get to know and work with the other person, and you also have to become your own damn best friend. And I think Demi Lovato has really done a great job at doing that. I know I'm on the road of doing that. You have to find that medium before you can even try and be with and love somebody else. And that's a really hard pill for some people to swallow. So that's the deep end of this. The other relationship that I will continue to idolize, because I love it, I've been there since day one, is JoJo Fletcher and Jordan Rogers from The Bachelorette. JoJo's season was my top 3 favorite Bachelorette seasons. I thought she was the most amazing, most graceful, most poised Bachelorette there ever was. I think that her and Jordan really did right by their relationship. Their season season was, well, she was on season 20 of The Bachelor, and he was on her season of The Bachelorette, which was the 12th season in 2016. Oh my God, I forgot. It was right after I graduated high school. That was 4 years ago. I feel like The Bachelorette franchise will try and force people to rush their relationship so they can get married on television. I don't know if they are. They took that time. It's been 4 years. And they said from the get-go, we're not getting married right away. We still need to learn to get to know each other, because the whole franchise and the whole experience of The Bachelorette really isn't that long. I think it's 3-4 months. So I think that they really show what it really takes to put a lot of effort and put a lot of love and get to know someone on a deeper level to the test. I'm pretty sure that they didn't even move in together right away, that they were really using The Bachelorette as the stepping stone to their actual relationship. So yeah, they were engaged and they had that commitment there, but they kind of took it and went, and they're like, okay, let's see if this is going to work before we make a mistake. And bada bing, bada boom, they're getting married soon. Okay, they just announced that they're planning their wedding, and I'm so excited. I do hope that is on TV, but I would go more on a rant about The Bachelor, but I'll tell you later why I'm not gonna go on more of a rant. But because I feel like a lot of people love to show off their relationship, love to show off that they're with someone online. I used to get so upset when my ex-boyfriend wouldn't post a Snapchat picture of me. I would have fights with him. Now I'm just like, okay, yeah, it's nice to be shown off, but that's not the whole preface of a relationship. That's not all that it means. If you want to show me off, be my guest. I'll appreciate it, but it's not the end all be all. Yeah, you should be public with your relationship, but private about it at the same time. Finding your version of healthy for that relationship, because I think everybody's definition of healthy and everybody's definition of a pedestal is very different. So find what you want. Don't look at these relationships and be like, I want exactly what I have in that time period. You can look at the qualities, but don't just be like, oh my God, JoJo and Jordan got engaged in 2016 and now they're getting married in 2021, so I have to do it. No, look at their relationships and see how they've talked about, see how they've grown upon them. It's not about what others have, it's what you want from what they have. Does that make sense? I know that kind of sounds wishy-washy. Take everything with a grain of salt. Okay, I like that, but I don't like that. You can find qualities and it helps you figure out what you want, but stop idolizing and putting them on such pedestals, because look at what I'm saying. I don't even know these people and I'm explaining what they have, but this is just what they show us and what we read of and hear about. We don't know what actually goes on when they go to bed at night. So just take that and figure out, all right, is that something that I really want to talk about and really want to have in my life? Think about it. And I know that kind of was like a very strange rant, but it all comes together. But at the end of the day, we're all just trying to figure out what we want and what we don't want, and we have a very hard time balancing and figuring out what that is, and we look to others for advice and for inspiration, but you kind of just have to figure it out and find it on your own. That's the Jappy Jaws knowledge of the day. How's everybody feeling from that? I know that was a little wishy-washy, messy, junky, but I really just had a lot to say and I wanted to get it out. I hope everybody understands where I'm coming from when it comes to idolizing and putting all these celebrities on a pedestal and kind of figuring out their place. I want to backtrack a little bit. So I did say that I'm not going to get too much into The Bachelorette because I have something coming with it. So I haven't really discussed it before, but I have been a huge fan of the franchise. I haven't been the biggest fan though. I'm not that consistent with it. There are certain seasons like JoJo's I said that I've watched and certain seasons that I've chosen not to watch. But I think the Bachelor Bachelorette franchise is my favorite franchise to talk about aside from the Kardashians, because it's just so different every season. Obviously you can compare it to others, but there's so much to say and so little time that I want to give it, and I felt like I wasn't going to give it as much justice as I could, so I had to turn to a good friend of mine. Next week we have our first ever guest on Jappy Jaws, and this will be a reoccurring guest. My good friend from college, Maria DeSantis, will be joining me on Jappy Jaws, and we will be talking everything and anything Bachelorette related. And she also hasn't always been so consistent. There are certain seasons that she's watched that I haven't, and vice versa, but we both are always sending each other entertainment and pop culture things. So I was like, Maria, if there's anyone I want to talk about this with, you quite literally finish my sentences when it comes to talking about The Bachelor, and I don't want anyone else on. So she was like, yes, I'll do it. And she also like fucking loves podcasts, but I don't want to give her too much of an introduction, because once she's here, we will actually talk and discuss everything and anything about it. But I'm super excited that she's coming, and you all are going to love just as much as I do. So that's exciting. First guest. Oh my God, Maria, no pressure. But to kind of wind down this episode, I kind of just want to talk about the random thoughts that have gone through my head this weekend. The number one thought that I had, I am the most unphotogenic person I know. And people are going to be like, Lindsay, shut the fuck up. No, you're not. You're a hot bitch, whatever. Like, thank you. I appreciate that. And maybe sometimes, yes, but I'm not. When I try to take
pictures out or with my friends, or if I'm trying to look hot and thought-like to wrap them bitties in. I hate the way that I just said that. It's a process, and my friends used to limit me to 3 selfies or a certain amount of pictures each time that I would try to take some because they would just get so annoyed with me. And maybe it's because I'm a perfectionist. I just want to know, and I need some feedback. Some people on Instagram and Twitter, Visco, Snapchat, and celebrities, obviously, but I'm talking about like the normal people like me. They're able to do whatever with their face and make it not look like they're about to take a ginormous shit. Me, however, if I'm trying to take a picture and I'm trying to look like a little seductive or soft smile or like smize, it just doesn't work. And I want to know if there is a reason why it doesn't work. Is it because my face is looking strange? Do I have a strange face? Is there something that I should be practicing to figure out a way of fixing my poses, the way I angle myself, my facial structure? And all my friends get so mad at me because I'm always, oh my God, does this look good? I'm always archiving or reposting or something like that. And they're like, shut up, you look good. But I feel like I just look very repetitive. So for those of you bad bitches on Instagram, how do you do it? I'm genuinely asking because sis here cannot do it and I'm not sure why. I try and it just doesn't work out. The other day, because I'm a hoarder on my phone, I don't like to delete things. And I had an array of different pictures that were taken that I had to like sort through. And I'm just looking at them. Granted, I was a little drunk in some of them, so you're not gonna look your best then. But I was just sorting through and looking. What the fuck was I trying to do with my body and my face? Why did I think doing it in that moment was attractive? And I don't know if anybody else feels this way or they think that they also look like a washed up whale on the beach when they're trying to pose like fucking Tammy Hembro or some other Instagram bitch. But sis is not it, and I would like some feedback. And people are gonna come at me, I get it. My whole philosophy behind that is, damn, I just wanna be like the rest of them. And not that I wanna fit in, and I know I'm my own person. I'm the Jappy Jaw for a reason. But I would just like to get a good picture one time. I just don't understand how some people can relax their face and people are like, holy shit, I'm gonna drop my pants right now. That's so fucking hot. It just does not happen naturally for me. Now, another random thought that I had this weekend, and I tried to take a little poll of this. I was thinking as I was going through my phone, because fun fact, my freshman year of college, I was this weird ass bitch and I was obsessed with this one particular guy. And every time that he contacted me, I would screenshot it. And I made an album on my phone called Receipts. And me and my one friend would always stay out till like 3 or 4 in the morning talking and doing some sketchy ass shit. My weird freshman year thing was I constantly was screenshotting and adding things to this receipt album. And looking back, I still have it on my phone. I need to get rid of it. I need to detach from it. I don't understand my ideology or why I necessarily felt the need that I needed to continuously screenshot and add to the album. I wasn't getting much out of it. It just would say Snapchat from, text from, Instagram message from, all that shit. And I'm just like, Lindsay, why? I don't know what point I was trying to prove or who I was trying to show, because it came to a point where I was like, I don't even fucking care about this. I took it way too seriously. And that goes back to me talking about girls going crazy. I am someone that when I fall hard. And it does take me a little bit to kind of find that person to fall hard for. But when I kind of get into the groove of it and I get to know that person, it's endgame. Lindsay is not going to be able to recover from it. And I'm the first to admit that. With this kid, I don't know why. It was like a fucking spell. Every time I'd be like, oh, why is he trying to do this again? But I loved the attention. And even when I had a boyfriend, he would try to do things. I'd be like, screenshot, add to the thing. That was my weird freshman year thing that I did not grow out of for quite some time, probably till like my junior year. And if I could go back now to talk to my younger self and say, Lindsay, screenshot all you want, but these quote unquote receipts won't mean shit in a year, in a month, in a week. There's really no purpose for it. I spent way too much time organizing and sorting and putting energy towards that album that there was no need for that. I could have done so many other things in my freshman year that did not need to be put in a photo album. But one of the things that a good friend of mine put in the poll box shit thing about weird freshman year things that they did was pretending to be asleep while my roommate jerked off to avoid maximum awkwardness. Now, listen here. I understand we all have needs, we all have wants, we all have things that we need to take care of. But there comes a time where not only do you need to do your business and get off, but there's a time and a place for it. Yes, it's annoying and it's awkward when you have a roommate because what else are you supposed to do? And you try to find perfect times to be alone or whatever. Everybody's guilty of it. Even when you're trying to have the room to yourself, there's no need when someone else is in the room to do your business. And especially if you're making it too obvious, like if you're gonna fucking do it, don't be freaking a sore thumb and stick out. If you're gonna do it, just don't do it. There's a respect thing. You wouldn't want them to do it to you. Don't do it to them. It's not awkward. Like if you're just trying to be alone for a minute, just be like, look, like I kind of need a second. And also there's a bathroom stall. It's 10 times easier for a guy than a girl. And I get you need your alone time, whatever, but pick and choose
your alone time? Because clearly my friend that put that in had a class that he wasn't in the room at some point, and you probably were. Maybe plan it out. I don't know. I think there's just a respect for. Speaking of those awkward interactions, I'm going to tell you guys a little story that happened to me my sophomore year. So my sophomore year, I was coming back from spring break. I came back and I had lived with three other girls at the time. And two out of the three girls had boyfriends. This is not including myself. And I'll get into that in another episode about that living experience. But this story is just something I will never be able to release the image from my head. So I had texted in our group chat saying that I was coming back at this time. We were talking, whatever. And me and my dad, we walk up, we're putting some groceries that I wanted away. It was an apartment style dorm. And I hear my roommate and her boyfriend in the bathroom. And they're laughing and they're talking. I'm like, oh, this is a little weird because my dad was with me. I screamed their names. I was like, hi, like I'm home. And then I guess they didn't hear me. And all of a sudden, my roommate's boyfriend runs out of the bathroom naked in front of my dad and I. I was stunned. I did not know what to do. First of all, I saw it, not impressed. Second of all, my dad just like couldn't stop laughing. And I was mortified. I dropped everything. I go, we're leaving. I made my dad drive around my campus like 4 or 5 different times. It was a very small campus, so I needed the extra like loop-de-doop around the hoop for it. And I'll never get over it. But my presence was known. I made it clear that I was home. And since that wasn't a freshman year thing, maybe I overreacted a little bit. But I just was like in such shock, but I was so overwhelmed that had happened. I just didn't know how to react. I was like, why the fuck would you do that? I was, oh my God, I was off the rocker. And when they came, I'm pretty sure they bought me like a pie or something to apologize. Please just don't do that again. Like, I did not need to see that. It's a level of respect. And also, why are you running out of a apartment bathroom that we had naked when you knew people were on their way home? It was 1 p.m., 2 p.m. There's no need. Sorry for that little rant. I just really wanted to get that story out there, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. But with that being said, clearly I'm very depressed about post-grad life. And I think it's really now slowly hitting me more so than it ever has before, because I keep seeing Snapchat memories come up and seeing all the funny, weird, ironic, dumb, crazy shit that I would do freshman, sophomore, junior, and quarter of senior year. And it really had me thinking that the post-grad doozy this week is post-grad depression is a real thing. And yes, I kind of did get eased into it, like I've said before, because of corona and lockdown. But it's really coming full circle because I'm seeing people posting on Instagram or on Snapchat. But I'm just like, damn, like to be there again and to feel the way I did at that tailgate or feel the way I did at that party or the bar or when I turned 21 and was able to use my real ID. It's one of those things where you're like, shit, I really took those moments for granted. And I think in post-grad depression, you really understand and you really appreciate what you had. And everyone tells you when you get to college, enjoy these 4 years, it goes by fast. And everyone's like, okay. It really fucking does. And do I wish that I was there now? No, not in this shit. Do I wish it was like 4 years ago before corona and me starting? Maybe. As excited as I am to be the free bird, throwback to the first episode, that I want to be, it is sad because like now I'm growing up and I'm becoming an adult and I have to deal with real life shit, but that's okay. You know, we'll make it through, and it's upsetting, and I miss all my college friends and I miss everybody that I've met along the way, but I know that that's just life and you kind of just have to take it by the balls and run. I know that was like a little heartfelt, but here's the post-grad doozy that's going to make everybody jump out of their seats. This is something that I've realized so many people get so beyond pressed about when talking about it, and I switched my mentality about it once I transferred schools, because when you're talking about a party that is particularly during the day, people like to call it several different things. And there's only one right answer, and the right answer is day long. That is what I called parties in college. I used to be a darty gal, and then I transferred and I was like, nah, I'm a day long gal. Day long just sounds so much more fun, sounds a lot more intriguing and younger. Whenever I say it now to anyone that didn't go to school in Pennsylvania or in that general region, they're like, what the fuck is a day long? People are like, oh my God, no, it's darty. No, it's dage. No, you're all wrong. And everybody gets so beyond pressed about it and so argumentative. They're like, why? So a few months ago, I did a poll on my Instagram. If you couldn't tell, I'm a big fan of polls, saying I'm going to settle this for you all. And obviously, because I'm from New York and a majority of people that voted are from the tri-state area, that 66 people voted for day long and 86 voted for darty. Now, my whole situation here is I understand why people say darty. I understand why people say day long. I never understood dage. Some people that were referring to certain parties as a dage, which is a rage or rave, whatever. People get so beyond pressed about it. They're like, what the hell are you saying? It's a darty. No, it's a dage. No, it's a day long. Guess what? As much as I want to believe that it is a day long, and I just said that is the only correct answer with it, nobody cares. No. Nobody cares if you call it a darty, a dager, a day long, because at the end of the day, yeah, when you're making the plan, you're going to say the name, or you're going to say that you're going to this frat's day long, or this frat's darty, or this sports team's this, this sports team's that. But it all matters about the time that you had at that event. When it comes down to the nitty gritty and you're talking about it, the only way people are getting press is that you're calling it that. They're not asking you about if you had a good time or what happened. They just will always go back to the fact, I can't believe you just called it this. People, get the fuck over it, okay? It's a day long, it's a darty, it's a dage. Do I think it's more of a day long than the other two? Abs-fucking-lutely. And I will stand by that till the day I die. There's no reason to be press about it. Don't go jumping down people's throats about it. It's okay. Everybody can have a difference of opinion. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this wild, unpredictable, and all over the place episode of Jappy Jaws. I truly appreciate all the love and support and the comments and DMs and reviews. Please, please, please keep subscribing. Keep yourself notified of when I post an episode. Keep yourselves engaged on the Instagram. When I ask questions, I like answers. And I really appreciate people answering this week. I'm super excited for next week's episode with Maria. We're going to have so much to talk about. You have to follow the Instagrams first. Okay, you can follow Jappy Jaws on Instagram, which is just JappyJaws. And follow me, Lindsay, at LindsayYyanyaa. Let me know your thoughts and let me know what you think about this episode, what you want me to yap about even more, or what you want to know better. But thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate it. I love all of you, and I will see you all next Thursday.